From Washington, this is VOA News. A court in Moscow has sentenced Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny to 30 days in jail for staging an unsanctioned rally in the capital. Navalny was detained Monday, along with hundreds of his supporters throughout the country, in anti-corruption protests aimed at Russian President Vladimir Putin and his allies. Navalny has announced his intention to run for president next year against Putin. He was detained outside his home in Moscow shortly before demonstrators took to the streets there, as well as in St. Petersburg and other cities. A White House spokesman said the United States condemned the detentions. Police in Moscow used pepper spray on the protesters and sometimes pushed them back by beating them with batons. As police led the demonstrators to police vans, some of the protesters shouted, "Shame! Putin is a thief!" and "Freedom to Navalny!" A second United States Court of Appeals has voted to uphold a block on President Trump's executive order that restricts travel to the United States from six mostly Muslim countries. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco ruled unanimously Monday against Trump's temporary ban on the grounds that the president overstepped his authority when he issued his executive order on March 2nd. It was called Protecting the Nation from Foreign Terrorist Entry in the United States. The three-judge panel said, while the Immigration and Nationality Act gives the president broad powers, immigration, even for the president, is not a one-person show. You are listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. An earthquake registering a 6.3 magnitude struck the Greek island of Lesbos Monday, killing one person and injuring 10. The tremor was also felt on the Aegean coast of western Turkey in the province of Izmir. No injuries were immediately reported there. There was no reported damage or injuries at the refugee camp on Lesbos or the nearby island of Chios. The islands were at the forefront of the migrant crisis 2 years ago, when hundreds of thousands of war refugees from the Middle East arrived there, seeking entrance into Europe. Several thousand of them remain. Suicide bombers attacked two border towns and a military base in northern Cameroon over the weekend. The violence is part of a recent string of attacks in the border area attributed to the militant group Boko Haram.
Five suicide bombers crossed from Nigeria into the Mayosava division of northern Cameroon on Saturday, said Babila Akao, the most senior government official in the area. He told VOA by phone that the bombers were targeting the towns of Mora and Kolofata, but only two were able to detonate their vests. The council's president, Musa Umaru, says terrorists use this holy month of fasting to deceive young Muslims that if they die fighting for Allah, they will go straight to paradise. He says poverty makes youth more vulnerable to that message. Moki. Edwin Kinzuka for VOA News, Yaoundé.
The Islamic State is calling on its followers around the world to carry out attacks during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. A purported spokesman for the terror group made his grisly appeal on an audio tape on the ISIS channel on an encrypted messaging website called Telegram. Countries targeted for attack in the message include the United States, Russia, Australia, Iran, Iraq, Syria, and the Philippines, as well as across Europe. Islamic State claimed it was behind last week's twin attacks in Tehran, killing at least 12 people. The spokesman called for more bombings in Iran, saying the country is weaker than a spider's web. ISIS has traditionally rallied its supporters to attack during Ramadan, which began this year on May 26th and lasts until June 24th. Two corporate sponsors, Delta Airlines and Bank of America, have pulled their support for a controversial New York Public Theater production of Shakespeare's Julius Caesar that depicts Caesar as U.S. President Donald Trump. The character is assassinated in grisly fashion. You can find more on these and other stories anytime at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.